The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Rent out the family home and keep the cash. A new slant to the Fair Deal scheme where rental income would be exempt from contributions to the state Fair Deal scheme. The idea being that it would free up houses to be rented to people who are in need of rental accommodation. So could it be a move for good, or is it just a piecemeal attempt to reform the Fair Deal scheme, which needs a radical overhaul? I'm joined now by Assistant Professor of Social Policy at Maynooth University, Rory Hearn, and by the CEO of Nursing Homes Ireland, Tadhg Daly. Good morning and welcome to you both. Rory, first of all, we do have the anomaly of houses lying vacant. Often, you know, if they went on fire, the insurance company wouldn't cough up because they'd say, that house was not occupied, we're not paying up. But they keep it vacant because any income that it would earn would be effectively seized by the state. Isn't that the case?
Yeah, and good morning to you, Pat, and to your listeners as well. Thanks for having me back. I think it's an interesting one. I think it's welcome to this idea of exempting that rental income from the Fair Deal scheme, in terms of there is a problem with these houses being left vacant. And so any initiative like this, you know, the detail obviously needs to be worked out. And that's an issue perhaps we'll get a chance to chat about, in terms of, you know, this is part of the Homes for All plan, which is supposed to be launched today. And as I was saying, it's not a good omen for a planned success when you miss your first target of your launch date, in terms of that being postponed. But on this, and you know, this has been announced, so we're not clear in the detail, but I think the idea of it is a good idea, you know, that people in terms of the Fair Deal scheme would be able to rent out their homes and that rental income would largely be exempt. The issue is, I think, around particularly tenants who would move into those homes then. We have a major problem, as you know, of, you know, tenant insecurity. You know, what would happen when that home is potentially sold in maybe a year's time, 2 years time, 3 years time, you know, that question of that, you know, can tenants make a home in these houses? And also it is important to point the context of the scale of this. The figures from the Department of the Housing Agency suggested, and the Department of Housing, that perhaps you're talking about in the region of 9,000 to 10,000 homes would be in the Fair Deal scheme and being vacant. And potentially 4,500 of those would be available to rent. But the CSO data shows that there was 180,000 vacant or derelict homes in Ireland in 2016. So I think it's important.
So you're saying that it's a drop in the ocean, really. The amount that are affected by Fair Deal is tiny, although welcome. Any change would be welcome, any additions. But the complexity you're talking about there attached to Fair Deal compared to the other well over 100,000 homes that could be brought back on stream, well, Fair Deal is minor.
Yes, I think so. And I think there's a lot of potential complexity there around Fair Deal, given that it's people's home, people are going into nursing homes, how that income is dealt with. But I think there's no doubt that there's some potential for, you know, a potential, as they say, as the figures say, up to 4,000 homes becoming available by it. So in that case, would be welcome.
In some ways, you might say, well, you know, there could be pressure on children and so on to dump mammy or daddy in the nursing home, knowing that Fair Deal will cough up and then they have a nice little earner from renting the property. However, as with all landlords, they'd have to pay their taxes, wouldn't they, on that? So the state could say, well, we're getting nothing from that house at the moment. If it's rented, we'll get, you know, maybe 40% in tax.
Absolutely. And you know, this raises the question of, you know, I think, of course, you know, the issue of, you know, what's got, you know, elder abuse, vulnerability is a major, is a problem and it has to be dealt with. And that exists, you know, regardless of what initiative happens here. And that has to be worked on clearly and people supported. But I think the issue of, yes, the tax would have to be paid on the rental income. And, you know, the obviously the property itself would have to be, you know, a suitable standard for renting. That's a potential issue as well. We know that's a problem with bringing vacant property into use, that landlords or property owners some don't have the money to invest to make it up to bring it up to standard, which is it comes back to we look at the repair and leasing scheme, for example, of the government had in the previous Rebuilding Ireland plan, that was an utter failure to bring vacant properties back into use because simply, you know, property owners didn't have the money to invest. And therefore, you know, the state has to look at this and government has to look at this. And my concern would be that these are, you know, tokenistic initiatives that are give the impression that something is being done, but they're not really, you know, going to the heart of the problem, which is, you know, that supply and the investment that's needed from the state to bring that supply into to turn them into homes.
Now, the other question is the Fair Deal scheme itself, where only a small proportion of the value of the house is recouped by the state. And you can have people in nursing homes for 10 years. And if you take a very round figure of 1,000 a week for a person and you, you know, that's 50 grand a year plus, and very few of them are only 1,000 a week now for nursing homes. So you're looking at 50 grand a week. Put someone in a nursing home for 5 or 6 years and you're looking at an awful lot of money, possibly even more than the value of the house itself. So the state pays all this money and then the people inherit the house and have a nice little earner. Thank you very much. Maybe that doesn't seem right.
Yeah, I think so. I think that this brings up big questions about, you know, access to health care in general. You know, the Fair Deal scheme essentially is about access to health care, you know, for elderly people. And, you know, that question, you know, from my perspective and, you know, from a social policy perspective, you know, health should be available on a universal access basis. So in terms of accruing this, you know, the state looking at ways in which you can get money via this, this really should be paid for via the taxation system. But property then should contribute to that taxation system. And in particular, then when we look at inheritance of property, that should contribute towards a redistribution of income way, in a sense that we don't, you know, people, there's major issues with, you know, the amount of property that can be inherited that is essentially, you know, taxed at a low rate. And of course, that threshold rate was...
Rory, I mean, obviously there are exemptions and they're talking about these for farms and businesses that, you know, were they to be taxed and taken into account for the Fair Deal, the farm might have to be sold, the business might have to be sold, that kind of thing. They are looking at that in their reforms, but perhaps we need more root and branch reform of all of this going forward. We'll talk to Tadhg Daly now, CEO of Nursing Home Ireland. Tadhg, the change in this, which would give the person in the nursing home more income than simply their pension, part of which anyway is taken by the state, part of the pension. Do you welcome this?
Yeah, I mean, as you said at the outset there, Pat, there are a significant number of anomalies in Fair Deal. And while we would acknowledge and broadly welcome, we are disappointed that the changes recently, for example, in terms of farm and business assets, and now what's being discussed around the primary principal residence, that they're piecemeal. And they are being done in isolation. I think the most important person at the centre of this decision is the older person himself or herself. And you know, the move to a nursing home is a life changing and a difficult experience. So we need to be very cognizant of that. And ultimately, as I understand it, this is very much an enabling provision. I mean, the current system is a disincentive, no doubt, to renting out the family home. But each individual case will be different. And I think it's a matter for each individual family and their own individual set of circumstances.
The cynics might say, well, you know, a lot of your members charge for extras. And many of the older people can't afford the extras. So if they have an income from the house they have vacated, nice little earner for you guys.
Well, ultimately, as I said at the outset, this is about reform of Fair Deal. And that's why I was making the point that we're disappointed that it's being done in piecemeal. I mean, there's a pricing review ongoing when you look at, for example, at the exclusion of many of the services. I mean, you and I have discussed before the issue of additional charges in nursing homes. They're for services provided which are expressly excluded under Fair Deal. So You know, there is an opportunity here to look at fair deal in the round. And we talk about fair deal. It needs to be fair for everybody. It needs to be fair for the resident, for the family, for the state, and critically for the provider. I mean, we've seen in the last year where the significant increase in the cost of care is not being recognised under fair deal. So there are, you know, significant challenges there as we meet the care needs of our ageing population. You know, we should be celebrating the fact that people are living longer and providing that whole range of services, that continuum of care for older people, with nursing home being part of it. And the fair deal, you know, when it came in back in 2009, now it was talked about being affordable, accessible and anxiety-free by Minister Harney at the time. So, you know, it is timely to review the fair deal in the round. And that's why, you know, piecemeal and looking at individual elements of it is not the way forward, particularly when you're looking at a significant scheme. You know, the state is spending upwards of 1 billion a year. About 30,000 people reside in nursing home care. It's a significant part of employment across rural Ireland. So all of those initiatives and issues need to be discussed as part of a fair deal for all, and a fair deal Mark II, I suppose, if you like.
Okay, thanks, Tadhg, for that. Rory, just listening to what Tadhg is saying, it needs root and branch reform. So maybe it's just as well that the minister missed his deadline today for releasing the Housing for All scheme, because, you know, they'll tinker with this and it'll still provide all sorts of anomalies.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, Tadhg is right to point that out. And I think that it is indicative of, you know, my impression that this plan does not have the detail worked out, and that, you know, my fear is that the Housing for All plan, which is an absolutely vital plan, you know, rebuilding Ireland, utterly failed. We need a new plan, new housing plan for the country, for generation rent, for society going forward. The plan has to be one that is based on substance. It has to be based on a major change in the policy direction, with significant funding to back that up. My analysis and sense of this is that isn't there, and that's part of why they delayed it. And it indicates a lack of a sense of urgency over this as a crisis. And I think that, you know, the Housing for All plan, when we go back to it, you know, again, you know, where was the public consultation in this? There was no input into it aside from, I think, some, you know, bodies were invited to it. We know that the investor funds were lobbying and have met, you know, the minister and met government bodies and departments. But, you know, this is a key public plan. And it indicates to me, as I said, that lack of seriousness with which this plan is being dealt with, which really is should be setting out a vision for housing for the next 20, 30, 50 years in this country. How are we going to solve the housing crisis? And this, the Fair Deal scheme and the indication of it, and you know, as you mentioned, the complexity around it, that being touted as this, you know, significant initiative, as I said, it's only a drop in the ocean in relation to these.
Okay, Rory, thank you very much for joining us. Rory Hearn, Assistant Professor of Social Policy at Maynooth University.